Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Now, 30% of the Irish population suffers from at least one allergy. 10% of Irish children suffer from multiple allergic conditions. And we all know someone who is allergic to either milk, maybe gluten, maybe peanuts, dust, pollen, the hay fever people. In some cases, severe allergic reactions can indeed be fatal. That's why some people carry EpiPens. But to talk about one allergy in particular is Emma O'Leary. Hi, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Now, you have a very hard-hitting and serious allergy to what?
To nuts. So, all nuts. I have an anaphylactic allergy to nuts, and I do carry two EpiPens for that.
Okay. And how does that present in normal life? Because you can't guarantee not to be in contact with nuts, maybe in a restaurant, unless you pre-warn them. Or, you know, to have trace nuts in baked products or whatever.
So as an adult, you have to be very proactive about it. I suppose if you're eating out, you're going to restaurants, you have to make sure to, you know, check in with the restaurant. When you're ordering your food, you let them know. To be honest, for the most part, things have improved significantly over, I'd say, the last 5-6 years in particular at home, where, you know, it's definitely taken into account and restaurants are more proactive about it. There's different extents of allergies in terms of cross-contamination, traces of nuts. I think particularly for parents who have children with nut allergies, where they're trying to figure out or see where they're at in terms of maybe they're not quite sure about the severity, they're kind of learning as they go, so they might be erring on the side of caution and be very careful about traces of nuts. I will eat things that are manufactured in places with nuts. Sometimes I will highlight it in restaurants, but if it's a case that it might be something that says a pack that says traces of nuts, I will eat that. But
okay.
That's purely
so
because if I didn't...
It's not easy on you, but you have the knowledge. You have the knowledge. You can navigate your own allergy pretty okay for yourself. And you're an adult, okay? Whatever about children. But recently you posted a video that got massive traction on social media. Tell us what happened to you recently on a flight.
Mm-hmm. So I was flying from Dublin to the US, and I was actually travelling on my own, so I wasn't with my family. And I had made the airline aware that I had a nut allergy, as I always do when I fly. I'd rang ahead the week before. I also made them aware at the check-in desk. And when I was boarding the plane, I chatted to cabin crew about it and let them know. And I asked them to make an announcement later, you know, when people had entered the plane, just to let people know on board that there was somebody with a nut allergy.
Okay, they're normally very good with doing that, aren't they?
Making the announcement. When I came on.
Yeah.
When I came on, there was actually another child as well on the flight that had a nut allergy. So they are very good. For the most part, like, you might have to ask a second time, depending on the flight. But on this flight, they were excellent. They had made the announcement. They made the announcement maybe twice just to let people know that there was somebody on board with a nut allergy and if people could refrain from eating nuts on board. So that announcement was made and everybody, knew that. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. But when I was on the flight, I had booked a specific seat, so I was sitting at the top of the plane. And again, that's something I'm always mindful. I will always book an aisle seat when I go on a flight so that if there is an incident that I can get away or get up off my seat quickly. But as it happened on this flight, I was probably about 15 minutes into the flight. We were in the air and I could feel that my throat was scratchy. So just to explain in terms of my allergy and nuts, if I eat a nut or if I'm exposed or there's nuts in the environment or very close to me, I will get a very scratchy throat. Obviously, the severity of that would significantly increase if I was to ingest a nut. But my throat would get very scratchy, swollen, and then I would eventually, like anaphylaxis, my throat would close and I would struggle to breathe. So whilst I was sitting on a flight, about 15 minutes in, I could feel scratchy, and that to me is an indicator, as somebody who's had a lifelong nut allergy, that there were nuts. Somebody had nuts. I could sense it in the environment that somewhere somebody was eating nuts. So I was looking around, and you're trying not to panic in this situation, because again, to highlight, I was travelling alone. I wasn't with my family. And I looked over, and the gentleman to my right hand side, so there's an aisle between us, but he's sitting very close to me, has a bag of peanut M&Ms, and he has obviously been eating them, and that's why I was scratchy. But at this stage, he's now crushing them and shaking the bag. So I panicked. So I stood up and I moved to the other aisle. It was a large plane, obviously, because it was a transatlantic yeah. flight. I asked the gentleman on this side of the aisle, could he go and get my bag, because my Anaphen pack was in it. So I obviously carry medications, antihistamines, inhalers, and different things along with my Anaphen in the instance that I'm exposed to nuts or accidentally ingest a nut. So I was on the floor at that stage because I could feel that the rash was coming on my neck and that my throat was getting more constricted. So I informed the cabin crew at that stage what was happening, and the man, he was totally oblivious. But I, at that stage, wasn't concerned about him. I was concerned. I was standing with an Anaphen, or kneeling, actually, on the ground with an Anaphen at this stage, trying to figure out whether or not I was going to be able to get the swelling under control, because I hadn't actually ingested it. I obviously was just breathing it in or was very close to it. Obviously, just to highlight in this instance, I have a nut allergy my whole life. I am an adult woman. If you had a child and this was your child, there would be no question you would have to administer the Anaphen immediately, because you couldn't take that chance. You're not going to know how your child's body feels. You're not going to know the severity of it. So that's just important to highlight here. But I was taking antihistamines. I was taking my inhaler. I was waiting to see if it would go down, because I knew that if I administered the Anaphen at that stage, that we would be redirecting the flight and everybody on it would be going
back. I guess
back.
They would have to, would they?
Yes. Well, in that instance, so with allergies, what I have always been told, I would carry two pens, but there, if you could take your Anaphen, but afterwards, I've always been warned by doctors, brought to the hospital after I've had exposure, or use my Anaphen in case of a phenomenon called double dip, where you can go back into anaphylaxis after coming out of it. So as a precaution, if you were somebody who was very unwell on a flight like that, and you're like only a half an hour out, you're going to be redirected, as opposed to have to like be very, very unwell for another 7.5 hours on a flight. So they moved me then on the plane to a different section, to the very rear of the plane, so that I was out of the environment. And eventually, I would say after about 2 hours, it started, like after an hour, I could feel it was improving. You know, I knew over time that it wasn't getting worse.
Still, you're having a horrible flight.
Oh, I was sitting, like I say, because people didn't know I'd come from the very front of the plane, and now I was a single person on their own, crying in a seat at the back of the plane, trying to, because you're sitting and you're trying to assess, okay, am I okay? Am I not okay? And it's a horrendous situation. It's an awful situation to be in anyway. And again, you're there and on your own. If you're with somebody and you're reassuring you, but I was on my own in this particular instance. So later on, the air hostess came down and she was checking in on me, but she said, look, I have spoken to the gentleman or to the man that had the bag of nuts, and he was just totally oblivious. And she kind of explained to him, look, if you know she doesn't improve, or if we can't get on top of this, like we're going to have to land the plane. And only at that point, really, did he show any concern that it was maybe it was going to impact his
flight.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the cost to the airline? And I know that it's very dangerous to land a plane on fuel. They would probably have to jettison fuel over the Atlantic, which is not great for the environment by any stretch.
No.
And then the cost of landing again, delayed again, and the cost of, you know, the onward trip when that plane is next going into a cycle. It's just an enormous logistical nightmare for a guy to eat peanuts and not care.
And I think, like, this is a thing to come back to. Like you said, we said there at the beginning about the announcement being made. And I suppose this is what I'm really trying to highlight. And the piece that I was doing on social media was trying to highlight this to people, because I've had lots of conversations with people over the last few days about this. I mean, I really want people to understand that when those announcements are being made on planes, often people have their headphones on, they're distracted, they're not listening. The safety announcements like that are generally made when they're doing the safety announcements for, you know, how to exit the plane in the case of an emergency. And we all think we know that and we don't need to watch it, and we can watch our movie and we cannot listen. So I would just highlight to people that is sometimes when, you know, things in relation to people's medical conditions online are on board are often highlighted. And as, like I said to you, it's very different, like that happening to an adult. But can you imagine, as a parent, this time of year, having a child that has allergies and having to put, like, risk your child's well-being and put it in the hands of strangers in the hope that nobody is going to open a bag of nuts or decide, oh, sure, it's grand, we're not near them, or sure, look, we'll just have a protein bar, it'll be fine. And the number of stories of parents saying to me, being on flights where the announcement has been made and people, like, sneakily trying to eat nuts as if, like, you know, oh, like, as I said, if you can go to bed for 8 hours at night and not eat a bag of nuts, I think you'd be grand on a flight. Like, you don't urgently need to eat nuts when you're on a flight. And again, it was interesting, though, because I put up a poll online, like, to my audience and kind of asking people, do you think it's too much to ask for people, if there is an announcement made, not to eat nuts on a flight? And I was shocked because there probably were about 40 people, now out of thousands, that kind of came back and went, oh, I think it's a bit inconvenient. And I was like, keeping other members of, you know, keeping people alive or making people feel like they can travel. Like, again, I don't think nuts are essential to our survival over a short period of time.
Okay, the puzzling thing for me is that... The puzzling thing for me is that these allergies can take effect on whatever airborne spores or whatever is travelling from mm-hmm. the packet of peanuts to you. The fact that it permeates the air, yeah. Is that correct?
For some people, they can absolutely have airborne allergies. Now, I would say in relation to me, I never would have felt that I would have an airborne allergy. Now, saying that, I would be itchy and scratchy, but not to the point of anaphylaxis, which is probably why in this instance I was kind of like, oh, well, that's new. I had much more of a reaction than I thought I would. But a lot of kids or certain people will have airborne allergies. And I just don't think in that situation it's a lot to ask people, can you just, do you mind just to refrain from it? And nut allergies are very common. I mean, I joke about this, but on the flight home, you know, we say about getting on flights and announcements being made. The flight home from the States, when I was on my way back, I was obviously on high alert. And again, I was traveling on my own. The announcement had been made. I looked to my left hand side as we were about to take off, and there was a gentleman with a 4-pack of Reese's peanut butter cups. And I literally shouted it. Didn't shout, but I was like, don't open those. Because I was like, are we here again? So it's not like a one-off thing. And, you know, I'd had parents saying, I didn't know that they... You know, we were told that they didn't have to make an announcement. You have to be very vocal, and you have to really, like...
I wonder, are there other methods by which you could get your message across? For instance, at the boarding gate, you know, when the tickets are being scanned and the passports looked at and all that kind of thing.
And I think that would be a much better place. And I have said that, like...
A flashing light, this is a peanut allergy aware flight. No peanuts will be distributed. None can be opened. None can be eaten. The other side of it is maybe a mandatory first officer or captain announcement. This will always cut through any entertainment system that's on board.
Yes.
The problem is people are probably wearing their AirPods or their headphones and won't hear it.
This is the problem. Yeah, and I think you're right there in terms of, I have been on flights before where I've made them aware, and as we were getting on the plane, they were letting people know as they were entering the plane. And that is a much better place to let people know, because once people get onto the plane, headphones on, not listening, or at the gate when scanning passports, letting people know.
Okay.
And I think it's, again, to highlight, and in general, like, there is a big difference between an intolerance and a severe allergy. You know, I think there's a lot of confusion in general around food intolerances versus severe food allergies. Food intolerances can be really serious. They can make somebody very sick. They can ruin a holiday. You know, like if you have somebody who has an intolerance to gluten or a celiac, they could be really, really sick if they're exposed to gluten, and it can be horrendous. But a severe food allergy is life-threatening to the point that it's anaphylaxis and death. It's not somebody, and it's always kind of, you know, a lot of parents saying to me, you feel like you're being dramatic or that you're being like a pain, you know, asking people. But like, it's a life or death thing. It's not an attention.
Sorry to inconvenience you. I'm just trying to stay alive.
Trying not to die on the flight.
Exactly. Is there a social media site where people can maybe get some more information? You have an Insta page, have you?
Yeah, so I put up the post on my own Instagram page, Life with Tiny Humans.
Okay.
But I will actually, in that post, I was putting stories up during the week, but I will tag some resources in it, just that I'm going to do that when we come offline, because there are definitely some, like, great Instagram pages and different parents, like groups that are lobbying for awareness on this topic. And I think it would be great if, you know, people were just mindful of it, a little bit of awareness and compassion and consideration can make a huge difference for families traveling with kids or people in general with, you know, adults traveling in the coming weeks on summer holidays, just so that it's enjoyable for everyone and not so stressful. Yeah.
Emma, thanks for the great advice. Sorry you had to go through that in your particular flight. You got there and back safely anyway, and your Instagram is Life with Tiny Humans. And we'll also refer people to the Irish Food Allergy Network, ifan.ie. Thanks, Emma. Good morning.
That's great. Thanks a million. Take care.